נקיים שיעור.
We will have a lesson as preparation for the Moldova Congress. We will study excerpts from lesson number one about the topic of dissolving in the friends, continuing with quote number six. You can send us questions to cup.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
קטע מספר 6 מתוך מאמר בעניין
אהבת
חברים. Excerpt number 6 from Rabash, article 2 concerning love of friends. Each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Again, please.
Again, each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause each one to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Meaning, here he gives us a solution. He says, we're all egoists. This is how we're built. This is our initial nature. Each one thinks only of himself. I may love someone, but it's because that someone brings me some kind of pleasure, of satisfaction. Maybe I hate someone because I feel from him lack of satisfaction, lack of pleasure, darkness, etc. But my relation to all of reality is in loving or hating. Either it makes me feel good or bad. This includes everything. Look at colors. Look at shapes of the steel, vegetative, animate, people, anything. We feel pleasure or suffering from every single thing, every single discernment. It could be in human nature. It could be in its shapes. It could be animals. It could be plants or the sky, anything. We feel in our will to receive pleasure, more or less pleasure, or even suffering. More or less, only the picture of our reality is built out of this. So because each one was created to begin with out of a desire to receive that loves only itself, meaning what is good for me from all the things I feel, I love those things. And what is bad for me that makes me suffer when I am in contact with it or see it with other things, those I suffer from them in order to rise above my will to receive. It's as if I received everything. Some things I hate, some things I love. So I have to rise above my will to my desire. That's it. Above the love and above the hatred. So, first of all, I have to come to a state where I seemingly neither hate nor love. This is on one hand. On the other hand, in order for me to achieve the degree of Bina, of rising above my current nature, I have to come to a state where I cancel my personal relation to what I feel, so that it doesn't matter how I feel things, as good or bad, I have to rise above it. And by this I rise above my ego. This is called trying to annul myself. That a person is trying to do it. And if I switch the things I hate with I love them, and the things I hate I love, and the things I love I hate, it's called exerting in love of others. Meaning, there are two degrees here. The first degree is when I rise above what I feel now and hate now and relate to everything objectively. I have nothing that I hate or love. I'm neutral, zero. This is number one. Number two, I relate to all of reality. Besides bringing myself to zero, I also relate to it with love of others, connecting to them. How can I come to realize such changes, so difficult, so unnatural? This is why the Creator, who broke the kli, He gave us a chance thereby. By this He gave us the ability, because by tending to each other, trying to connect to one another, we reverse, we invert things, invert the elements. Look at what he writes. Each member should receive from the group love of others and hatred of himself. Meaning I not only come to zero, but I invert my relation to the opposite, toward the friends and toward myself. By seeing that his friend is exerting to annul his self, when do I see that he's trying? When I myself begin to receive some self-annulment. And to love others, if I see that the friends are in love of others, how do I see it? If I exert, even if it's succeeding or not, but then I begin to detect that they too are in it. And if I don't exert to do it myself, I don't see that they are in love of others. I don't see that they are rising above their nature. Meaning, if I want to see the world in its true form, I have to rise above my egoistic nature, and then I will determine that the world has a real shape, that I am not spoiling the world in my egoistic vision, that the way I see the world is what the world is like, but the world, that what it really is. And for this, I have to bring myself into zero to see the world outside of my own qualities. And then, if I try to connect and come to love of others, then I see that my friends are already engaging in this. Each one faults in his own defect. So previously I thought that no one's doing it. Now I discover that everyone is doing it, more or less. Until I come to a state where if I corrected myself, I see that the world is clothed in the whole world, meaning I discover the Holy Shekhinah as present, that there is none else besides Him, and everything is filled only with light and goodness and corrections, and there was never any bad. The bad was only in how I saw the situation. I was the only one corrupted in reality. Right now it's hard for us to agree with it or understand it or accept it. But That's the truth. The truth that besides a person who thinks and determines this, no one is corrupted but him. You could say, wait a minute, so what is our work in the group like? Afterwards we'll see that the whole group is nothing but imagination, that there was never any shattering. The shattering is in our perception of reality, and we only correct our own internal breakage. Let's say that I have some sort of like a scratch in my eye, God forbid. So I see that the world is broken, the way my eye shows it to me. But the truth is, the world is perfect, complete. Only my perception, my vision, is broken. So that way we can correct ourselves and discover that it all depends on our internal correction. And it's not like we become world reformers. We only reform ourselves, correct ourselves. If we understand it, then we can also understand that when we go out and want to correct all of reality, all of humanity, from the closest people in the 10 that we are with them, to all the nations of the world, it's all my soul, it's all the kli of my soul. And I do it this way because I want to correct myself, and this is why I have to correct the world. Because I and the world are one and the same. But it's revealed gradually, bit by bit. For now, we have to be included in the friends and learn from them how, by connecting to them, I build my kli. And my minimal kli will be the 10. And as he writes, each one will receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself by seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and love others. It causes everyone to be included in their friend's intentions. Why was there a breaking? So that we, through envy, lust, and honor, through these efforts, we would learn from each other things that are opposite. Why should I learn opposite things from? Because by becoming separate, each one sees within him qualities that are amplified by a billion times clearer and bigger, bad and good, things that in himself he would never detect them. I, myself, for example, never saw anything bad in myself. Suddenly I discover what phenomena there are in others, and I hate them. Let's say that they are stingy. Then I suddenly notice that I am like that too. Otherwise, I wouldn't discover it in me that I'm a liar. How do I discover that I'm a liar? All right, so I said this, I said that, something else. But when I see it in a friend, so I discover that it's actually in me. This is why it's called EU faults, faults in his own fault. So the breaking of the vessels allowed us to learn on others what is in us. And if I didn't have a bad quality in me, I would never detect it on the outside. This is why he says, it causes each one to be included in his friend's intention. It turns out that if society is made of 10 friends, for example, then each one will consist of 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. So when we are in society, we can't stand each other, like the disciples of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill each other. But at the same time, we rise above it and thus achieve corrections. Without a tin, it's impossible. Everyone suffers from connection. Everyone suffers from the tin. They don't want it. This is good, it's correct. But on the other hand, there is no way to discover the bad and correct it, but only from within the tin. Questions? Yes, please. If not, we'll continue. Then Baruch.
Gil, please.
Rav,
if you can simplify it and explain it, because we also had it in our preparation in the 10, if you can explain and clarify, what is love of others?
Love of others begins with hearing that it exists and that I can acquire it and I have to. And love of others come before love of the Creator. And to the extent that I acquire this relation to others, I'm included with Him, I feel Him. And to that extent, I also feel and become included with the Creator. And that way I correct my kli. This is called love of others. And that way I fill it with the Creator, the upper light, which is called love of the Creator. Now, from what love of others is made? From accepting others above me. And everything that he has becomes more important to me than everything I have. This is called love. And how does it come? By rising above all the crimes, over the hatred. I can't love anything in a friend unless I hate him first, in every single thing. And we don't have to despair when we hear of such sublime things that are totally not in us, because it's not our doing, it's the doing of the Creator according to our request. Our request should come to us through several states, through necessity, despair with a person's strength, general despair with the strength of the ten, and in this way we realize it. But again, what's most important is to demand of the Creator to be in prayer every time, collective prayer, that He will do, that He will work, that He, whatever is needed, He should reveal, correct, fill. Everything is Him. So we have to constantly nag. So the ten must first of all be in order to exist, in order to turn to the Creator all the time. With what? It doesn't matter with what. Like a little boy, he constantly demands of mother. You know why? Because in this way he feels that he's connected to the mother, and the mother is connected to him. In this way he feels that it is my mother. She serves me, she belongs to me, and this is why he comes and constantly wants and wants and wants. He doesn't need these things. We see that he throws them a second later. What does he need? He needs to know, to be certain, that this mother is his. She attends to him and she exists only for him. This is what we are like, what we should do. Only by demanding of the Creator to do and do and do for everything for us, by this we bring him contentment, because his desire is to bestow upon us, to tend to us. And if we ask, that's all he needs, nothing else. So we have to turn to the Creator every single moment and nag more than any little child. That's it. Just like a child, constantly screaming. Why? He wants his mother to take care of him. Next.
We have a question from Nahariya. How do we reach a common cry, an outcry in the ten from the Creator?
By trying time and time again to come to an outcry. There's nothing else you can do. There are no tricks here. Try to come to it and don't give up. And each and every time, even though despair and disappointment and helplessness and hopelessness will come, etc., you will have to continue with it as an ox to the burden, as a donkey to the load, and then you will succeed. It's not a long way, but those who enter, get into it, and act, feel that they advance. The progress can be positive or negative, but regardless, it is toward the attainment of the goal, on the left foot and on the right foot. Moscow, please.
Good morning, Rav. You said that it is necessary to be included in the yearning of each friend in the ten. The question is, what is the yearning of my friends in the ten, and how can I check that I have been included in them, in their yearning? What does it actually mean to be included in the yearning of the friends? I want to feel how much the ten is on the way, and to be together with them. Where is that from? It's a simple thing. Anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying for his own faults. So what I see in the ten is, I see everything in a negative manner, because my ego wants to bring them down. It wants to show me all of the deficiencies, all of the faults in them. So when I come to them, I only see the negative things. So what can I do? What should I do? This is why I have to take into account that anyone who is disqualifying is through his own flaws. And what I see in everyone in the entire ten, these bad things, I see them in me. Otherwise, I wouldn't see it. And in such a way, we have to reach the correction. So all in all, what do I see in the ten? I see what I need to correct. That's it.
And that leads me to a prayer and so forth. Just don't forget about this guideline.
Está claro que cuando no tenemos unidad o sentimos
obviously, when there's no unity, connection, or we feel concealment, we pray. How do we pray when we feel that we have everything and connection and unity in the group?
If you have unity in the group, then you don't lack anything. Then your kli is a corrected kli. Then in it, you're already discovering the Creator, the whole of reality, the whole path you've been through from the shattering, the creation, and to the final correction. You discover all of reality. There's nothing for me to add to you. If you're already in this open attainment, then what's to add? That's what I understood from how the question was translated.
Hello, Santiago.
Santiago, hello.
Sí, entonces, ¿qué agregamos?
Right, if so, what should we add? How to awaken a new chisaron in order to elevate us to the next level?
So, it's not that we are in the final correction, in the complete perfect state, but actually the opposite. We're in a twofold minus. We both discover that we think we are seemingly in perfection, but we're actually not. We only think we're in perfection. It's like a little child who, say, finished the first grade at school, and he thinks that's it. He already finished everything. And what does he get from it? He doesn't get anything from it. He needs to now continue to discover new things. Meaning, if he stays this way, then he won't be capable of life. And that's why we need to continue talking, to continue studying, to continue working between us. Do whatever you can and you're able to do in order to discover that you're in an imperfect state, and even worse, you think about your imperfect state as being perfect, which is just like a first grader who thinks he's already done with understanding life. He knows and feels everything. Sure, it happens to us in each and every state. At the conclusion of each state, right before the next reshimo appears, how do you discover the reshimo of the next state? Only by rushing times, accelerating times, meaning looking for deficiencies even when we don't have them, like in the old man who looks for what he lost. We have to search for them. Where? In the connection between us. Because there, we can certainly discover states that pose a problem. That where we are not whole. More? Any questions here in the meantime? No? So we'll continue. Go ahead, Bnei Baruch.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Привет,
Шалом, Рав. Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. My question is, when I discover the crimes, how do I exactly correct them?
Only by connection. There's no other thing to do with the crimes that unfold. Because what's a crime? It's a broken kli, meaning the kli that has lost its screen, its masach. The masach meaning the power of connection between us. So we have to look for it, ask for it, and in short, install it. And then we'll have a corrected kli. So that's what it means, the correction of the kli. That's it. The masach. That's what we need. Masach, screen, meaning that I overcome my will to receive, that only thinks about itself, and I turn it into ochozer, returning light, meaning from me outwards to bestow. And it's not something I do. Don't think you're supposed to do it. It seems impossible, and it is impossible. But rather, I have to ask of the Creator to arrange everything. And by that, we crown him, we make him the king of the world, as he's the only one who can do everything. Monterey.
Buen día, Rav.
Good evening, Rav. In order to rise above what I feel, in order to annul myself, is this what tzimtzum is? Restriction?
Tzimtzum ze nikra lefi agdarat tzimtzum.
Restriction, according to the definition of restriction, means to rise above a state of something that I very much yearn for. Meaning restriction cannot be over things that I don't want. Only over things that I very much want, and yet I detain myself. As it says, to prevent one to delay what one truly wants, that is called restricting oneself.
Hello, dear Rav. Suppose I dissolve in the friends, and a friend and another one and everyone. At what point of the dissolvement do I start dissolving in the Creator?
Once you have completed your relationship with the 10 in your degree, in the degree of Ibur, even not entirely, let's say the 3 days of absorption, doesn't matter, some state of integration with the 10, where the 10 points become as one, you already have a reality. You're already considered a drop of sperm. Next.
And so, when you get some kind of feedback from the Creator, it's an even, you have to dissolve even more deeply, more qualitatively. What's the next step of the development, of the evolvement?
The continued development will come by the continued deficiency for another the day, the second day, the third day, etc., etc., and so on. That's how the days will come, and the conception will continue, and then afterwards, suckling and adulthood and all these phases. But these things happen very fast. The main thing is the entrance. Next.
Доброе утро, Рав.
Good morning, Rav. If there's a state where a person reaches the understanding that everything comes from the Creator, that He does everything, that I myself, I can't love, I can't reach the quality of bestowal, but I feel no real inner need. The inner need, the inner demand for connection. How do you create this, the need for it?
You need to discuss among the friends and convince each and every one that, first of all, everyone has to play as if he's already there, in connection and love. And by envy, lust, and honor, it will cause each and every one to want the things he does not have and would not have wanted. Because if others have them, I want them also. And here's the question. How much do we try to communicate these things to each other? Only through working in the group, where we awaken each other through envy, lust, and honor. Then, even connection we will desire. Because if I see that they're already connected, that they're already understand better, feel better, correct themselves, get filled up with the Creator, then I'll do whatever needed to be like them or more than them. Because envy, lust, and honor influence me too. I have to use them. I have to be envy at my friends that they have what I don't have. I have to be suspicious that they are already moving forward, and I'm still stuck in my state. And then what happens? What will I end up with? That's what I have to keep asking myself. Next.
What happens in the transition between one Reshimo and the other?
Transition between Reshimo to another? There's no such thing that something doesn't happen. Even if we feel ourselves in a state where we don't exist, as it is called, the hanging in thin air, then we're still under the control of the surrounding lights. This is something that is not, it's not our business. It's not, these are lofty things that don't have to do with our work. We have to understand that all the Reshimot exist inside the line. The development from below upwards is according to Reshimot that are arranged in a line. And besides the line, the whole great circle of Malchut of Ensof is the vessels that are not corrected of the stony heart that will be filled only in the final correction. And until the final correction, we only fill a thin line. So let's hope we'll get to there too. But in between the Reshimot, we're under the control of the general surrounding light, not the surrounding light that comes from my Potsuf, but an even greater, more surrounding, more encompassing surrounding light. Okay, friends, we are approaching the conclusion of the lesson. We have 10 minutes left here. Maybe we have some other questions that you'd like to ask in relation to our organization or so forth.
Ken Rav.
Rav.
Shomin?
Oh, I hear.
אנחנו עכשיו שאתה לא פה, לא בארץ, אנחנו עושים הרבה מאוד פעולות הפצה.
We're disseminating a lot now that you're abroad, trying to unite the people of Israel. How important is it to take all the inner work that we're talking about Enod Milvado and working in the group, and to really introduce it into that important work?
We have to understand that within my people do I dwell, meaning when we want to discover divinity, the revelation of the Creator, it is revealed to us through the people. And the more the people are closer to this awareness, I'm not even talking about implementation yet, but at least to somehow become aware of the unity as the possibility, as the way to come out of all the troubles and those that lie ahead of us, then by that we can certainly safeguard ourselves and the whole world and move towards the purpose of creation in a desirable way for both man and the Creator. And so our work on uniting the nation is the most important work, and especially in this time towards the holidays, I see this is very important work, even instead of the ordinary lessons. So I am turning to each and every one of our friends, men and women, that are in Israel now. Please do whatever you can in order to bring about the unity of the people, the connection of the people of Israel. And you'll see how effective this will be for us. much more than, say, studying or doing some other kinds of dissemination, but specifically the way that you want to address the people now is what needs to be done. Why? Because this is the time. It's the call of the time also for the holidays and all these things, and also our congresses that are now taking shape in different locations. All of it is the call of our time. So I don't have the words to express the value of this work and how important it is. I wish you success in all of this, and I see our future, how it relies on that. Please.
Yesterday, we did a workshop, a few friends, and suddenly one of the friends mentioned that there are such acts of dissemination in which something's missing. And in retrospect, you discover that, if I remember correctly, that it wasn't wholeheartedly, or as if there was an opportunity to give an extra effort in order to advance, and we did what had to be done, but there was something missing still. So, if you can be more precise, because suddenly there's this kind of fear that, God forbid, we won't have this kind of malfunction.
Our whole learning happens by obstacles, and the obstacles are what we learn from. If in a university or a textbook you get exercises that you can do on paper and that seemingly makes you smarter, then what you actually see is that a person gets wiser only when he actually starts working and he starts, you know, learning the profession by working in it. And there's none as wise as the experienced. And therefore, Mr. Navon, don't ask me about being wise without experience. Therefore, I'm sure you'll make mistakes and errors, and that's necessary in each and every stage. Therefore, it doesn't surprise me. But the more you understand that the foundation towards the goal is to rise and fall and rise and fall, a righteous falls 1,000 times and rises, as it says. And that's how you advance. Next question. Meaning, we have to see not that we fall, etc., but how to quickly rise and keep going, and see the previous state as the necessary state that had to happen, that was already made for us, prepared for us from the creation of the world, and it couldn't have happened otherwise. Meaning, if you are sorry about something that you've been through, whether it's a moment ago or 1,000 moments ago, you are going against none else besides him.
I'm asking for the future, from this point on.
With closed eyes, you're going and doing whatever you can in the best possible way. In the best possible way, meaning with adhesion with the friends as much as you can. That's it. And whatever happens, you don't own that. Whatever happens, happens. The Creator will do His part by making the effort in the best possible way you can. You're allowing Him to make the next actions with you. And according to your current effort, the next action, which already exists as a reshimo, how it will appear depends on you. If I'll be ready for it, it will appear in a good way. If I won't be ready for it, it will appear in a bad way. And that depends on my preparation. Next.
Boker Mushar.
Good morning. Where does a person take the thought from and decides that all of the wisdoms of the world are included in the wisdom of Kabbalah and no funny business will help in any way?
From his experience, that he studies the whole of creation and sees that all of creation is actually one thing, one mechanism, and by learning that, he learns the integrality of creation and draws that conclusion. Please, I see a question here. Yeah? No. I see a question from someone here.
How can we make the right effort? And how can we know that it's necessary, that it's needed? How do we make the right effort, and how do we know what does the 10 need? Maybe to the contrary, how to find out what does the 10 need and how to realize it in the best possible way. How can we find out what does the 10 really need? How can we make an effort to find out what does the 10 really need?
The ten needs, the ten requires only the force of connection that comes from me. Besides me, everyone's corrected. Everyone is in the final correction. I'm the only one that is preventing the ten from feeling itself in its corrected, beautiful state. That's what I need to know. Now, how do I do it? That is already only through my annulment before the 10, which is perfect, and that's how I need to advance.
So, רק לגרום
That's it. Only to cause correction and wholeness in the 10 by trying to be whole with them. Meaning I only need to correct myself. And that's in general with regards to the whole world. Whatever I see, I judge through my own flaws. The horrible world I see in front of me is only because I'm not yet corrected. All right. Okay, friends, we are concluding our lesson with this. Bnei Baruch can continue with something else. They probably have what to think about and talk about. And we will see each other where? 5:30 local time. So that will be 6:30 p.m. Israel time. And until then, we're going to have a lot of activity here during the day, so we'll be in touch. You can send me emails or questions if you have. And what else do we need to tell them?
No, Kli Olami, всему миру. Ну, помахаем им рукой, и чтобы они... До встречи вечером.
So, goodbye to everyone, and see you in the evening.
And let's move on to the next part.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא Show that.